This week, though, today, I want to preach a message called Days of Antichrist, Terrible Signs of His Time, and explain to you the days of Antichrist, which we're fastly approaching. And I want to kind of give you an understanding of what those days are going to be like. And in order for you to understand that, we've got to go through the scriptures and see what the Bible says about those days that the Antichrist comes on the scene and the impact on people. And then we're going to end with a positive note on that too as well. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of negative in it, but that's just the reality of it. That's the way it's going to be. The Bible's very clear about that. But you know what? People need to be prepared for those things. We need to be prepared for those things. Sometimes the things that befall us in this Christian life now are for preparations for the future. So let's read 2 Thessalonians here, chapter 2, and we're going to read a few of those verses here down here. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as of the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. See, he starts out again with the deceit. To be very clear, deception marks these times, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes here. Let no man deceive you by any means. So, we talked about that earlier, by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter. No deceit. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. We talked about that, the apostasy, the falling away. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. We talked about attributes of Antichrist the other day. We're not done talking about the Antichrist, by the way, as a person. We're going to pick that up. We're also going to pick up, and maybe Wednesday, I might Wednesday talk about the evil trinity and the power that's on the earth at that time, the power of that evil trinity that's there, or anti-trinity, whatever you want to call it. There's satanic trinity. Whatever you want to call it, because it's there and it's real. It needs to be talked about. It's a mockery. By the way, remember, the devil only mocks the truth. He doesn't have to mock a lie. There's a reason he's mocking the Trinity. There's a reason he will mock it. Okay? All right. So we'll talk about that on Wednesday, Lord willing. And then the next message I want to preach to you is maybe next Sunday, Lord willing, if I'm ready by then. I want to talk to you about the image of the beast. I want to talk to you about what that means exactly and how that's going to matter to you. We're not going to talk about that now. That's going to be something that's going to I'm going to try to explain, because there's a lot that goes into that, how he gives life to the image of the beast. So that's going to be important to understand. And many are going to be deceived. That's why he says, let no man deceive you by any means. Amen? All right. Lest there come a falling away first, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who is he? Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All capital. See that? Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. I might fit that in the image of the beast. I'm not sure how I'm going to fit this one in yet, but I really need to talk about that incarnation or reincarnation or mock incarnation of the Antichrist. Because it is Satan incarnate. But I think I'll probably fit that in the evil trinity, because it'll kind of make sense there. So that's probably where I'll put that. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. You know, the problem is that most people don't believe this. They really don't believe this. They don't believe what the Bible says about Satan and the Antichrist and the coming and the beast and the world system. They really don't believe it. And that's why they're going to fall for the deception when it comes. Because they're not heeding the warnings from the scriptures that are very clear. They're taking, that's just figurative speech. No, it's not. The actual Trinity is not figurative speech. The Godhead is not figurative speech. It's real. It's in the Bible. It's the Word of God. Just as God was manifest in the flesh, so will Satan mock that. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. There's that deceivableness, you see that? Because they received not the love of the truth, they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong, there it is, delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I like this, though. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's pray. Father, Lord, please help us now as we go through this. Help us understand these days of Antichrist and the signs of his times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So, we're going to go through some of these things here. Number one, the days of Antichrist. The days are marked with deceit. They're marked with deception and deceit. It says here, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. It's not because they didn't hear the truth. It's because they received it not. They heard it, and they hated it. They rejected the truth. It's very dangerous. My friends, if you're on this earth right now, under the sound of my voice, and you hear this sermon, wherever, do not reject the truth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Don't reject the truth of that. If you reject the truth of that, you are going to believe the lie. That's how it works. You understand that? If you reject the truth now, you're going to believe the lie. That's how it works. Can't play games with God. Can't play games with the gospel. When the truth has come, when the truth is set forth, evidently set forth before you, you better receive the love of the truth that you might be saved. Otherwise, strong delusion is going to come your way. Because you heard it. You're saying, I don't understand why just because I heard it will that strong delusion take me over. Because when we explain this, when Satan shows his power, signs, and lying wonders, which we're going to get to, you're going to think that he's Christ. You're going to think that the Antichrist is Christ. Because you received not the love of the truth that you might be saved. And that's the cause that strong delusion comes. Because you rejected Jesus Christ. You would not receive him. So it's your demise. Understand that? With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not, that's the cause, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion. Why? That they should believe a lie. My friend, listen to me. What the Bible is trying to warn you of is that because you would not receive the truth, anyone who hears this that has not been born again, because you would not receive the truth, you will receive strong delusion. It is going to be a heaven-sent strong delusion. Do you understand that? No, you don't. What I mean is God, the deception will be so strong because God will send it. God is going to send the strong delusion. Did you read that? That's why the times are going to be full of deceit. What did God allow a lying spirit to do? A lying spirit to be sent forth. Remember that evil spirit said, I'll go, I'll do it, I'll lie to Ahab, I want to see him die. Give me the job, I'll lie to him. It's like the Bible says God sent evil angels among them. Understand? Get it? Read what the Bible says. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Are you understanding that? That's judgment of God. God is going to send that strong delusion to them. He is going to send that to them, and they are going to believe that the Antichrist is Christ. Why? Because he's going to come with all power and signs and lying wonders. And just like Christ came on the scene. Right? Get it? The first time. Do you understand? That's why you can't play with the gospel. All right? You either believe it or you reject it. If you reject it and you've heard it, you're going to believe the lie because God's going to make sure you do. That's not popular preaching right there. But that's the truth, because that's what God said in his word. He says, God shall send them strong delusion. And when God sends delusion, you ain't coming back. But remember, you can't blame God for it, because he's, why did this happen? With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. They rejected God. He rejected them. They are reprobates. There's your reprobates. Right there. Reprobate silver. Hope I'm waking you up this morning. Matthew chapter 24, please. Continuing on with this, days that are marked with deceit. The days of Antichrist are days that are marked with deceit. Matthew chapter 24. Verse number 4. Well, actually, the disciples were asking a question here, and I'm going to read just for sake of context. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? Question. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? Question. And of the end of the world? Question. Three questions. Not one. Three. Three markers there. Get it? Three. That's important to understand the context. And Jesus answered and said unto them, look at this. Why do you say this? Watch this. Take heed that no man deceive you. Because those days of Antichrist are marked with deceit. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So many false Christs are going to come, and they're going to deceive many. We're being warned here by Christ that when the Antichrist comes on the scene, extreme religious deception will mark his days, which is being set up now. Think about how easy this is going to be. Think about the rise of the online lifestyle. It's so easy for those people. There's so many fakes and phonies out there deceiving people online and acting like they're real. But when you come in their midst and you realize who they really are, but you can paint yourself with a green screen and anything else. You can make yourself be wherever you want to be and be who you want to be. And you know what? You'll never convince anybody any differently. Think of how easy it's going to be for people to deceive one another online or on TV and through social media. It'll be used by the Antichrist to deceive the world. Matthew chapter 24 says, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. This is where it gets interesting here. I believe that's, is it verse number 20? Let me see here. I think it's verse number 24. Let me see here. What's that? 24? Yep. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets. And shall show great signs and wonders. And so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Right? that other verse was verse, what was it, Lee? Did you say 11? Yep, 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Look at that. It says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We'll pick up on that a little bit later. But going back to these other verses, oh, this is really one thing that caught me. That if any man, now watch this here. He said, verse number 24, For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, now this is where it gets interesting, and I'm going to pick up here. I want you to think about this. God showed me this the other day when I was reading this, and it was fascinating to me as I was studying this. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. Now stop there for a second. I want you to think about something for a minute, okay? He talks about going to the desert. And he says, if you go not forth. Don't follow him into the desert. That's not Christ. But what is he saying right here? And I'm going to pick up this on the image of the beast. So I'm not going to cover it too much in detail, but I'm going to give you a little bit of hint because God showed it to me and I can't keep it quiet. But here it is. Watch this. It says here, look what he says about the secret chambers. What's he talking about? Yep, that's what he's talking about. He says, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. But what does he say? He doesn't say, go not forth. What does he say? He says, believe it not. He's talking about the imagery in your mind. Don't believe it. Don't accept that. Don't let that image be beamed into your mind. Now, some of you don't understand what I'm talking about, but I'll try to catch up just a tad bit. When we talked about the Google Gospel and other things, they are trying to merge the singularity. They are trying to merge man with machine. Symbiosis. You understand? So if I can beam an image of you and say, well, this is Christ. Follow him. Believe it not. You see? Don't trust that. Why? Because the Bible says where Jesus is. The Bible defines who Jesus is, not some image. Now go back to Ezekiel and the chambers of his imagery. We're not going to go there today because we're going to go there next Sunday. So you'll just have to wait for that. And I'll kind of break all that down and show you how that all fits in. But I had to kind of stop there for a second and do that. All right? He said, and what did he say right after that? Behold, I have told you before. False deception. The days of deception. I'm telling you, how hard is it going to be to convince people? It's going to be so simple. They have the technology. Now, you don't know what's real. You don't know what you see on that screen, what is real. When I found out what I could do with a green screen and just like go back and you could put the Vatican on there. You could put anything on there. You could run anything in the back. You can be in the Bahamas if you want to. You can put anything on a screen. Now, if I have that technology and I can do that from a room somewhere, what can they do? What can Silicon Valley do? What is the government doing? What is the beast doing? What is the Antichrist going to do? What power is he going to have? What did Facebook say? Oculus Rift. What did he say? What did he say? He said, I want to telepathically give you the power to control computers. All right. I'm not going to go on any further with that. I'm going to pick it up next Sunday because it's important. It kind of all goes together to explain the image of the beast and life to the image of the beast. The image comes alive. Consciousness. Sentious. Right? Alive. All right. Revelation chapter 13, verse number 13. Turn there, please. More deceit. The days are marked with deceit. Revelation 13. We know about that chapter, don't we? That 13 stands for what? Rebellion. Or love. But in this case, we know it's rebellion. Revelation chapter 13. Verse number 13. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And deceiveth, look at this, and we're going to get back to that fire in a second, okay? But, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. Okay, so here the days marked with the sea. How does he deceive them? And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do. God sends a strong delusion. They see the miracle. They believe it. They follow it. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. That the image of the beast, oh man, this is really weird, should both speak and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Cause. We're going to get into that next week when we talk about the image of the beast. Okay, next. So the days are marked with deceit. That deceit continues with number two. They are times of lying wonders. He is able to give life unto the beast. The beast will speak and live. And the wonder will be so amazing. So amazing. Let's see, I believe that's verse 3. Let me see here. I think I got it. Yep. All right, turn to Revelation chapter 13. You're already there. Verse number 3. And I saw one of his heads as were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. Where do you wonder at? Your mind. What part of your mind wonders? You know? The imagination. Where is that image going to be beamed into? Your imagination. It's going into your mind. What does the Bible say? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. It's almost like God knew it was going to happen. They're all going to be believers someday. In the Antichrist or Christ. All right. All the world wondered after the beast, and they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle to them that dwell in heaven. And he doeth great wonders. What did it say? With all power and signs and lying wonders. Back in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul didn't write Revelation. Do you understand that, right? But they served the same God and had the same Holy Ghost. And holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Right? So he wrote it out. With all power and signs and lying wonders. So what happened here? And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. What are these going to be? Times of lying wonders. Now turn to 1 Kings chapter 18, please. What's the significance of this? Well, remember what the Bible says, an evil and an adulterous generation seeketh a sign. Right? Well, they're going to get their sign. They're going to get their lying wonder. Verse number 21, Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, not a word. So what's going to happen? Well, this is going to be played out again. Only God is going to send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And many of these people in the end times are going to follow this. Only it's not Elijah. It's the false prophet. And they're going to fall for his lying wonder. Then said Elijah to the people, I, even I, only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves. So Elijah sets it up, gets everything going into place, tells them to call upon their gods. And we'll skip down for sake of time to verse number 38. Actually, verse number 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. But what's going to happen in these end times? When that fire comes down from heaven, when that image comes alive, they're going to, yeah, it's a what? A lying wonder. And they're going to fall for it. It's the sign that they're all, well, if I seen it, I would believe it. If I seen something like that, I would believe it. Well, you're going to see it. And yeah, you're going to believe it. And the Bible says, and all the world wondered after the beast. They set him up as a god. He is a god made in their image. That's why they love him. He is a god that is going to be made into absolute satanic and human imagery. But he will have all power and signs and lying wonders. And he will be accepted by man because man wants to be God. See how that works? Men hate meek people. Men hate humble people. Human nature loves the ego, the pride. The exaltation, the I, right? All right, so that's number two, I think. Was that right, Jacob? Was that number two? All right, good. Number three, there will be signs that have never been seen before. Matthew chapter 24. I believe it's verse number six. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. I like all these people act like nothing's real anymore. Nobody really died. Just because something was set up doesn't mean somebody didn't die. You understand that, right? Just because something wasn't orchestrated doesn't mean somebody didn't die. Man, Dave, you're always elbowing your wife. What's up with that? He's like, tried to put my arm around you. It's so big I can't get my shoulder up and over your head. Sorry. We need to work out some range of motion, Dave. Dave, we'll get you some work out some range of motion there, okay? It's up and over, Dave, not in, okay? Up and over, Dave. The reach over, Dave. Not the, just looking out for Becca, sorry. She's getting a little tired of getting her brains bashed in every time you try to put your arm around her. It's always like, I always watch that and her head goes, oh, term of endearment, didn't feel so good. Thought you loved me, what's going on with that? That's funny. What's that? That's real, oh boy. Oh, that's funny. Anyway. For nation shall rise against nation. That's interesting. It doesn't say nations rising against nation, but it says nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Whose kingdom? Satan's?
God.
See that? Satan's kingdom war against. You're going to see rumors of wars and wars. Hear of wars and rumors of wars constantly. What do we have? Yeah, every day. Every president that comes on, everyone, what do? Start a war. Or continue one. Right? You know they weren't going to vote for somebody that believed in no war, or didn't want to go to war, or causeless war. Because war makes money. War's a racket. Right? It does. It fits everything. It's the gladiator. All right. So the Bible talks about immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. There's going to be a lot of signs going on. A lot of wonders going on. A lot of things happening in the skies. A lot of things happening in this world that's going to prove that, whoa, that ain't normal. Now, that don't happen every day. Right? Not at all. Jesus said these are all, what, the beginning of sorrows. And then you know the enemy is on the scene. Famines, pestilence, earthquake. Pestilences, earthquake. Earthquakes. All those things. Those are all signs of the Antichrist times. Those are signs of where he's in the midst. He's moving around. So, next, number four, there'll be times of extreme persecution. Turn to Daniel chapter 7, please. Man, I'm making Zach work today. Zach's like, where's Daniel? Man, stop doing that. I'm in the front row and stuff. But he's watching me. They can't see you. All right, Daniel chapter 7, verse number 21. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. He's going to make war, and he's going to prevail against them. Some of them, not all of them. Right? Some of them. But he won't wipe them all the way out because God always has a remnant. So people say, well, the church isn't going to be there. The church is because it says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It doesn't say that he prevails against all of them. It says he prevails against some of those saints. And he does. Until the Ancient of Days came. The judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. There's that kingdom, that nation rise against nation, that kingdom against kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. That's that rise of that fourth kingdom. One sign, though, will be the rise of persecution. Back to Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 10. All this scripture ties in together, depicting the same times, the days of Antichrist. He's going to lead the persecution. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 10, I believe. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. There are times of betrayal, times of offense and turning on one another. Churches, members coming to infiltrate, to destroy true believers, to destroy their churches. Signs of the times. Ultimately, it will end in Christ coming. Right, up and over. Good, Dave. Good. You know, the Waldenses and other churches understood that through time that there would be infiltrators that would come in and they would try to destroy those churches. And when the persecution was at its height, they really did test people and run them through a lot. Why? Well, because they knew that people would infiltrate, come in, and try to destroy. They did that over in Russia. They've done that over in the Iron Curtain. Everywhere. It's always been that way. Infiltrate, come in, try to destroy. I talked to some pastors back, I think it was about 5 years ago I talked to them. They were organizing outside of 501c3, and they had stated to me that, you know, that one of their pastors was in prison. They put him in jail, and they said, "We want the list of your baptized converts." That's what they wanted. They wanted their converts. They didn't care about the attendees. They cared about who was baptized. Over in either Ukraine or Russia, yeah. One of the two. I can't remember if it was Russia or I think it was maybe the Ukraine, but I can't remember exactly. I talked, Brother Finney, that's the pastor that I think organized, you helped organize. Yes. They would send in people to pose as Christians. They work for the KGB, right? Oh, that never happens. Come on now. There wouldn't be any false brethren that would creep in unawares like that. KGB and anything like that. I'm going to keep going. The Bible says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." One sign of Antichrist times is iniquity abounding. And when iniquity abounds, love will wax cold. Sin abounding. And any bit of natural affection gone. Hardness, bitterness, hate. So there are going to be times of those extreme persecution where many, many fall, many are destroyed, many die. Next, I think it's number 5. Is that right, Brother Jacob? All right. They will be times of great satanic power on the earth, such as has never been seen before. I do not believe there has ever been a time like the one that is coming to this earth. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. These times are going to be times that will shake the fakes. They will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's what they're going to do. We're already seeing some of that now. But they will depart from the faith, and they will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. These are the end times. These are the times of Antichrist. Seducing, deceptive spirits that they will give heed to, they will listen to. How? It says they will take heed, they will give heed to seducing spirits. I don't know, maybe they'll hear it. And then maybe they'll follow it. Yeah. The dragon will give him his seat, his power, and great authority, the Bible says. The Antichrist, we're going to talk about the evil trinity probably Wednesday. But he'll give him his seat, his power, and his great authority. And that will cause the rise of that Satan manifest on this earth for all to see. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound, that's Revelation 13, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Devil worship will be at an all-time high. Do you notice how it's becoming in to worship Satan? How many people walk by us when we're preaching the gospel? Hail Satan. Now, they're joking. Most of them are just a bunch of fools, but they don't know how much they're actually really doing that, and they're going to do that. The Bible says the children, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, that's the spirit that works in them. And they're going to take heed to it, and they're going to follow it. There ain't nothing worse than a religious devil. Nothing. Gave him his power. Satan claimed in the time of the Savior all power. Turn to Matthew chapter 4. Remember the offer that Satan made Jesus? Now, to Jesus it wasn't a very good offer. When you are God manifest in the flesh, right? When you are the sinless Son of God, and you are offered something by the devil, it's not very appealing. Let's read here. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 8 and 9. And the devil taketh him up into exceeding high mountain, and showeth them all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. What did he offer him? He offered him everything. Took him up to the highest pinnacle of the temple. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. I'll give you everything, he said. I'll give you the whole world. Because he is who, Satan? The God of this world. But what did Christ say? No. Get thee hence. What will the Antichrist say? Deal. He's going to say, I'll take it. Give me everything you got. I'll take it all. I want to rule the world. Because he's Satan's son. We'll talk about that later. We'll cover his military might, too, as well, in another sermon. Remember, what does it say, though? But think about this. Remember this. Whose coming is after the working of Satan. What does that mean? Well, it's talking about how the Antichrist comes. When you think of working, right? Let's see. What did Christ say? Watch this. Pay attention. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. But what does it say about the Antichrist? Whose coming is after the working of Satan. Got it? Yep. And 100 years ago, nobody would have been like, how in the world is that going to happen? How in the world is he going to give life under the image of the beast? How's he going to do that? Well, now you're seeing it unfold. And they're going to get their sign that they wanted, right? But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. But they'll get their signs and their lying wonders, their satanic deceptions and their sorceries. Revelation chapter 9, verse number 20. Another thing, the satanic power, all-time high, sorcery, witchcraft, all of it, all-time high. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. But wait a minute. In Revelation 13, those, do you see how the deception is going to get stronger? Why? Well, because the stupid piece of gold can't do anything. The stupid statue can't do anything. Yeah, but in Revelation 13, he's going to go, pew, and he's going to give life unto the image of the beast. See? See how the deception is going to get stronger? Well, now I can worship this statue because look, it's alive. Okay, it says, and that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. But he's going to make them do it. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. What has been talked about, Pizzagate, all these other things, the pedophilia, all these other things going on, all the rise of occultism. I mean, mainstream dosing of acid. Like a Cheech and Chong utopia. Right? Sorry, you don't know who that is, some of you, but that's okay. I'm glad you don't. But you know what I mean? It's like a 70s kid's like dream come true. What are you, like, serious? Like, I mean, mainstream dosing? Like executives going to work and hitting acid? They don't get fired for it? No, we pay them to see things. But they're not going to repent of their sorceries. What is that? Pharmakia, what is that? It's a drug abuse. It's going to skyrocket. It's going to be so mainstream. Because they're going to make money on it, just like pot. They're making it on everything. By the way, you don't have to get high to be healed by properties that are in those things. You don't have to smoke that dope and get high and everything. You don't have to do that. There's properties of healing things and all that. You don't have to get high to do that. Yeah. Some people just want to get high. I understand pain relievers and things like that, and we can have those discussions and those arguments later about different things. I get that, okay? I do. I honestly do. I don't think there's anything more righteous than a pill that makes you trip from a pharmacist or a pill that makes you loony that a guy in a white coat gives you or something that a street thug gives you out on the street. There ain't no difference, okay? So, I mean, I understand that. But I understand the difference in pain and stuff like that. We could have that argument of that discussion. But the point is here is this is speaking of what? This is speaking of an altered state. This is speaking of getting high to do what? To reach a spirit world. What do witches do? They get high. They worship the devil. Some of them do. They worship Mother Earth. Opening up doors. Look. There's so much there that to even continue on with this, it would be you can't get it all in one. But you had people like the Doors sing as a break on through. That was the Doors, right? Break on through to the other side, right? It was all being set up. If you listen to their Stairway to Heaven, all of those musicians, they knew what they were talking about. They knew exactly what they were talking about. And they knew what gave them their inspiration. They admit it. I find Christians that make excuses for them so they can listen to their music. But they don't make any excuses. They admit it openly. Yep, we are seeing the height of occultism today in churches. But when Antichrist comes on the scene, the height of satanic power will be on this earth. Oh. It's all being prepared now. Mm-mm. Man is constantly, but remember, there's going to come a time when there's going to be no restraint from God left. He's going to give them over. Oh, you want it? Okay. You can have it. You understand how scary that is? I think of my lost family members. I think of friends and people that need to be saved. And it's very frightening because they are going to be deceived. Because what does the Bible say? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that so shall he also reap. All right, next. I think it's number six. Next, times of knowledge that the world has not seen. Wow. Are we not here right now? I mean, think about this. Think about the amount of information that they were able to put on the tip of DNA. Just a little bit. They can strip the DNA of all its information and upload new information to it. Did you ever think we'd see these times? Daniel! Man, think about Daniel. Think about Daniel and John. Man, you couldn't trip and see scarier things than what those guys saw. I mean, I understand why Daniel said, and I sat there astonished. He's like, I sat there for like 2 days and I couldn't move.
He's like this. I mean, what do you think he saw? Everything. He saw all this stuff. Could you imagine a guy way back then baking their bread over a fire and doing all this other stuff, and all of a sudden, hey, Daniel, check this out. And the man grabbed me and put me on my feet. Look at this. No, I don't want to. Spooky. He's showing him all this stuff. There's stuff flying at him going through there. He's taking him up. He's seeing all these visions and all this stuff. And Daniel's like, Daniel and John are both like, what is this? I sat astonished for hours. I didn't know what to, for days. I couldn't move. I couldn't eat anything. Well, you couldn't either. If you saw all those things from 2,000 years ago, right? And then Daniel, way farther than that. But 2,000 years ago, John, he's like sitting on the island of Patmos, right? Just like all of a sudden, here comes God. Okay, time to show him some stuff. John's like, could you imagine? I mean, so that's what he saw. He saw all these things. Daniel saw all these things. Daniel's trying to explain it, and he can't explain it. God just said, shut up, Daniel, just shut up. Shut the words of the book, Daniel, don't even try. Right? Daniel chapter 12, verse number 4. But thou, O Daniel, Daniel chapter 12, verse number 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Seal it, Daniel, even to the time of the end. Now, I didn't get a chance to do this, and I really wanted to do this, but I forgot. And I didn't add it into here. But that is an interesting phrase right there that's in this sentence. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Now notice this. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Think about this. What does the Bible say about Satan? Running to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. Job was trying to be a god. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth. But Satan wants to mimic God. But he's not omnipresent. And he's not all-knowing. So what does he need? Help. It says here that knowledge shall run to and fro. Listen, we are at a time when knowledge is increasing. I mean, every day, I'm telling you, every day, it's unbelievable. There's a new article about what they're doing with AI. And one guy, that Elon Musk guy, he wrote like 2 or 3 years ago, Pastor Hoggard wrote about him. This guy's writing again. He's saying, man, we're gonna summon a demon. We got to watch this AI stuff, man. We're going to summon a devil. It's going to be bad. You mean the Antichrist? We got to be careful what we're doing with this stuff. Listen, the ability to get knowledge is right there in the palm. Think about this. Right now it's in the palm of your hand. Honestly, 20 years ago, would you have thought that you could do more than what a room full of personal computers, right? A room full of supercomputers can do. I can do it with this. I have access. Knowledge shall run to and fro. Where? Here.
that's where it's leading up to. Because, you know, they're going to... I really think, like, I could do one sermon on just technology and that and really kind of express and explain that. But the selling pitch of this, I'm telling you, if I was a lost man and I needed a job as a salesman to make a lot of money, it would be selling AI to people. Because I would make a fortune. Listen, all we have to do, because if you're a lost man, you have no morals when it comes to no conscience when it comes to that. Because, oh, you want to fix the problem that you have? Oh, well, we can just go ahead and hook you up and we'll just write that right out. We'll fix that for you. All you need to do is put this right there. Nobody will see it, though. We'll put it under the skin. I mean, it's not going to leave a mark or anything. At least not outwardly. Or if you prefer, we could put it in your right hand. But after you do that, you're going to have access. You know how people have to go to their device and they have to go online? You're not going to do that. It's all in your mind. You're going to have it all right there. Because knowledge is running to and fro. And you're going to go to and fro. Knowledge shall run to and fro throughout the earth. Right there. Right there. Ye shall be as gods. And we are at a time when that knowledge is increasing rapidly. But soon, it's on your hand, right? It's in your hand, holding it in your hand. Pretty soon, it shall be in you. Not me. Not you. But they're going to entice them. They're going to entice Generation Z and after to receive that. Why? Because they are detached from reality. Completely. Because their mothers throw them in daycare centers. Because their fathers watch football and UFC and have no time for them. Because their grandparents are annoyed by them and don't want to spend time with them. They'd rather go out and travel the country and not have any responsibilities to be a grandpa. Because the school teacher is just out for do their job and make the money. But AI will take care of them. But their personal assistant will always take care of them. So how far is it when they are detached from love for them to go ahead and say, well, hey. I'll take it. That's why it's important that you love your children. You spend time with them. You care for them. You teach them. You train them. You show them affection. Because the deception that is coming on this world is going to be so powerful. The Bible says knowledge puffeth up. All this knowledge has not made Christians wiser or more loving. So many Christians have all the knowledge about cults and evil and what's wrong with churches and pastors, but have no desire to fellowship truly and love one another. We are losing natural affection and trading it in for computer screen communication. And knowledge shall be increased. To wit, by this method, the angel seems to mean that in this way, there would be an advance in knowledge on all subjects of religion, and particularly on the points to which he had referred. This would be one of the characteristics of these times. Oh, they're going to know all the facts. But not of the Spirit of God. Our own age has furnished a good illustration of the meaning of this language, and it will be still more fully and strikingly illustrated as the times approach when the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the whole world. They'll have it. What does it say, though? They received not the love of the truth. They didn't want it. They're going to see it. Listen, we are fastly approaching a time where there's no dark part of the world. You can get to anywhere. You're going to have internet in the Amazon. You're going to have all of it. Everywhere. Because all the world has to wander after the beast. So it has to happen. They are times of extreme wickedness. And we could talk about knowledge and technology and things like that and how it all works. And I might just do that again. Or I might just, I don't know when I'm going to do that. I might do that on radio. I don't know yet. Anyway, next. They are times of extreme wickedness and sin. And in the latter time of their kingdom. Turn to Daniel chapter 8, verse number 23, please. I'm almost done. Man, this is going long, but that's okay. Daniel chapter 8, verse number 23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full. Sin abounds. The love of many wax cold. Right? A king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. I believe this is dealing with the apostasy when it is at its fullest and sin abounds and the grace of our God is turned into lasciviousness. Which we're seeing. When this world fully embraces Antichrist, you see pedophilia, more abortion, murder, earth worship, worshiping the creature more than the Creator, who is God blessed forever. No natural affection. That's what they're doing right now. That's what they're pushing now. This transgender nonsense. I mean, there isn't a day that goes by there's an article, and then you've got like Caitlyn Jenner. Or Bruce Jenner, that's his name, not Caitlyn. It's not a woman. It's an abomination. Oh, so sick. Ugh. Getting ready to do a Playboy magazine. Do you understand how much of an atrocity that is and how wicked that is? And by the way, and the virtuous Fox News, they're going to interview, that Tucker Carlson is going to interview him like right away. It. Still a man, no matter what it tries to make itself. I think it's a man. A male, yeah. A male, right? It's still a male. But Tucker Carlson is going to interview him like right away. Why? Why would you give any credence to that garbage? Money. Yeah. It's nasty. I think that's coming out maybe this week, so I'll probably do a video about that and have a lot of friends. New book or something coming out. I'll be sure to use it to preach against those perverts. I really do like using that stuff to preach against those perverts. All right, but I want to leave it on a good note here. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 32, because these are going to be times of exploits by the saints of God against Satan. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. He's going to corrupt many. He's going to use flattery to do it. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 32. Did I say that? Do I have the wrong reference? What? Ooh. I do, huh? Let me see here. Is it 8:32? No world. Hey, I found a Northfield Police Junior Officer badge. Let's see, I've got... All right, well, let's see where I'm at here. Is it 11:32, Jacob? How in the world did I do that? Oh, maybe. That's weird. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. All right, so those that are saved, those that understand,
Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame and by captivity and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help. But look at this. Look at this end times attack that is used against the people of God. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries. There's going to be people that cleave to them, and they're going to use flattery as a tool to cleave to those saints. That's what they're going to use. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them. So they're going to fall, but it's going to try them. And to purge and to make them white. So it's going to push out the leaven out of them. God's going to take, they're saved, but they fall. But a righteous man falls seven times, right? The Bible says. And even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. So they're going to fall, but they're going to be helping. God's going to hold them up. He's going to lift them back up. He's going to say, okay, you did wrong. I'm going to purge you of all that leaven that's inside of you, and I'm going to make a new lump out of you, and you're going to be fine again, and you're going to serve me. But the reason they're going to fall, the flatteries, they're going to be flattered. Used often, by the way. Amen. They'll fall for a moment, but God will try them. That's encouraging to the saints of God. Because you know what? We make mistakes, and we get back up again. Amen. And we repent, and we get back up again, and we keep fighting for the Lord. Amen. You know, Daniel chapter 12, verse number 3 says this, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Hey, that's where I want to be. Amen. That's the crowd that I'm in right there. That in these end times, these days of Antichrist that are full of all these things, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Amen. That's why you have to have that armor of light on, the Bible says. Right? That's why we have to have our armor on. That's why we have to be praying with all prayer and supplication. Amen? That's why we have to have the sword of the Spirit. Listen, you got to know the Bible. You got to know the Word of God. You got to understand the principles of the Scriptures so deception doesn't come. You've got to believe the written Word of God over imaginations, right? Over evil surmisings, over paranoia, right? Over all of those things, you've got to believe the Word of God. You've got to say, thus saith the Lord. It is written, and you've got to know the book. Because days of deception. You have to be able to discern between a devil and a disagreement. That takes maturity in the Word of God to be able to say, you know what, okay, I think maybe I was a little too harsh on that person. They have a disagreement. They're not a devil, though. I've seen some devils. I can discern between the difference in a disagreement and the devil. There's a difference in someone that is just wrong and those that are apostates and those that are evil. But you know what? God's going to give you that discernment. He said even the elect would be fooled if it were possible. Why is it not possible? Because they're not going to be deceived as to who Christ is and who the Antichrist is. Because the signs were given to us here. And we've already received the love of the truth. So we're not going to be deceived when this man comes on the scene that everybody runs after. Right? Yep. All right. So those are the signs of his times. Those are the days of Antichrist. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I pray you be with us now. Help us, Lord, to understand and to learn more of your word and to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that he is not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Lord, please bless the food that we're about to receive to our bodies. Bless the fellowship that we have one with another. Thank you so much for the love of the truth, Lord. Thank you so much for Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that we would
share the gospel with a lost and dying world that so desperately needs to hear the truth before it's too late, before the deception that comes deceives the whole world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.